Good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. It's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. And hey, Tom.
Hey, what?
You know what we need to do?
Oh, no.
Yep, that's right.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
Cancel your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
Yes, indeed. It's that time of the morning where we answer all of your very important email. We're going to do something a little special today. If you would like us to answer your call live, your question live, right here, right now, call us 715-845-2155 and we'll answer your call.
Oh boy, you're really playing radio roulette, aren't you?
Listen, man, if you're not on the edge, you're taking up too much space.
Okay.
All right, so if you want us to answer your question, 715-845-2155. In the meantime, we go to Wendy. Wendy's 23 years old. She sends us a letter. And, gentlemen, I went out with a guy for the very first time over the weekend. He picked me up at my place. I'm not a high-maintenance individual or materialistic, so I generally don't care what kind of car a guy drives. However, this was ridiculous. Uh-oh. He was driving a bright red convertible smart car. Those things are just not manly. I felt like I was getting into a clown car. And a couple of times when we were stopped at a light, I could tell people were making fun of us. I felt embarrassed. Is it lame that for a guy to drive a smart car? Well, Wendy, the answer very simply is yes. Yes, it is. Yes. There's really no other way to answer this. There's no other response. He shouldn't have picked you up. He shouldn't be driving a smart car. Those are horrible little cars. They're just.
Do we know where this? Do we know where this letter came from? Did it come from?
It doesn't have a city or anything.
Well, if it's a major metropolitan area, then driving a smart car is very good.
No,
very
that's
smart,
still
very intelligent.
No, it's a bad idea. It's just dumb.
If you're not going to take, public transit, and you're going to drive in a metro area, driving a little car that can park easily and not use much gas is pretty smart.
No, that's just it's a bad idea. I would basically, Wendy, what he was doing is driving an oversized roller skate. And that is not, dump him now. Do not give him a second date. Don't even talk to him. Don't answer his texts, emails, nothing.
Yes, let's go overboard that
way. This individual has to understand that he may have a lot going for him, but a smart car kills everything. You disagree?
I do, actually.
Why? Peter, 27 years old, writes us and he says, gentlemen, this summer's been great for seeing my girlfriend in her bikini. She pretty much lives in that thing. Most of the time, she just lays out in our front yard.
Front yard being the operative words.
Huh.
He's having a problem with that?
Yeah. The thing is, her bikini is very skimpy, and guys walking and driving are constantly gawking and honking.
Smashing into trees, driving over the curb, stumbling over stuff.
This is interesting. At first, I didn't mind, but it's gotten to the point where people stop and stare. It's a little embarrassing. What's the return address on this? There's no return.
Kids in the neighborhood set up a lemonade stand right there so they can make some money for the people that are stopping by.
This is the bad part about getting these via email. There's no address.
Yeah.
He says, I've realized I'm not comfortable with random strangers thinking nasty thoughts about my girlfriend. I want to be the only one to see her goodies. Well, that's awesome. Would it be out of line for me to tell her she can't lay out on the front lawn anymore?
Yes, it would.
Well?
Yes, it would.
You think so?
It would.
I think what you should say.
If he has a problem with it, it's his problem, not hers.
but she's the one causing the issue.
You remember the Dr. Hook hit song?
Love to watch her walk.
No, the Dr. Hook hit song was when you're in love with a beautiful woman, it's hard. You know, things are hard when people are going to look all the time. You got to deal with that. If you can't deal with it, then...
Okay. Wait a minute.
Yeah?
There's a difference between having her looking hot when you go out
okay.
and you're kind of, showcasing a little bit. That's fine. I got no problem with that. But laying out in a skimpy
maybe you
bikini
can suggest,
in the front
well,
yard.
Maybe you could just suggest going to the backyard.
And that's what I was about to say. It's like he should go up to her and say, baby, you know, you're stopping traffic.
Maybe she's
a voyeur. I mean,
yeah,
an exhibitionist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he needs to talk to her, and he needs to express to her, you know, this is making me a little uncomfortable, you putting the goodies out here on display. Either I'm going to put a pole and a cash machine in the front yard, and we're going to make some money off of this, or how about you lay out in the backyard?
Uh-huh.
I think asking her to lay out in the backyard is a fine thing, and if she says no, send us the address. All right, last but not least, Paula writes to us and says, I've been seeing a guy for about a month, and he has a weird habit that I noticed right away. He has a third nipple. No, I'm just kidding. He gets angry over the stupidest things. We were jaywalking downtown, and a car almost hit us. He freaked out at the driver, even though it was our fault. When we grabbed dinner at a trendy restaurant in the city, he complained the whole time of how loud it was. And then when we were driving home, he saw our car going up the one-way street the wrong way and rolled down his window and screamed at them. Is it bad that I'm seeing this side of him so soon? Should I be worried? No, I think it's a good idea you see it at this point because you don't want to be surprised by something like that, do you? I mean, come on. Tom, the only time I get upset is when people drive in the left lane on the highway right next to the person in the right lane. Won't get the heck out of the way. That's the only thing that really begins to tick me off.
I have road rage all the time. Drivers annoy me. And pedestrians annoy me. Basically, everything annoys me. You know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I'll tell you, the hardest thing I find about living with my woman is the hypothetical questions. Women love to give you a pop quiz. That's their favorite thing. It's some question you could never answer. And it's right before you go to bed. You know, because first you got to lay in the bed and you're going to say, I love you 9 million times before you can finally go to sleep and shut up and get some silence, right? You just, yeah, I love you. No, I love you too. I love you. Yeah, I love you. Yeah, we'll do that tomorrow. Yeah, one more thing. I love you. Yeah, oh, you forgot that? Don't worry about it. We'll get it again. Don't, I love you. Okay, I love you. 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 And just when it gets quiet.
Honey?
We were so close. And then the dumbest question in the world comes in. If I had no arms and no legs, would you love me? And they don't think it's funny when you go, no way in hell. So now you look like a jerk for answering a hypothetical question that doesn't matter wrong. So you got to backpedal and try to fix it. But the further you try to backpedal, more of a jerk you look like. So you're like, yeah. Still love you. I'd get a backpack and put you in it, and we go jogging.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.